We're holding in the beginning of the first day. When a person wakes up after he has slept a good 6 hours at night, be it by, in the summer, be it in the winter, right away when he wakes up, he should say, I thank you, Modeh ani lefanecha, I thank you before you, Melech chai v'kayam, a king that's alive and existent, Shechazalta bi nishmati, that you returned within me my neshama, b'chemla, with compassion, Rabba emunatecha, the trust that you give us is great. Kamvuar beberek tev, as is explained. This, by the way, Modeh ani, doesn't show up in the Gemara, doesn't show up in the Rosh Hashanah. It's a very late institution, but it is customary to say this, because this is something we could say when our hands aren't clean, we aren't saying God's name. V'achav yomar, afterwards one should say, Arenu muchan uzuman nitol yaday samuch lemitati, I'm preparing to wash my hands near my bed, as our sages instituted that when one wakes up from bed at night, he shouldn't go 4 steps without washing his hands. And we discussed that you have who to rely on, and 4 steps, but you have who to rely on to wash your hands, not next to your bed. So the rabbis instituted one should wash their hands. That's a rabbinic institution. Depends on how, if you slept. If you slept, so then when you wake up, if you slept a half hour, so when you get up, you should wash your hands. If you slept a half hour by day, you should also wash your hands. Right, that's what he said. That if you, most people didn't and don't keep their hand washing next to their bed, and you could keep it not next to your bed. According to Kabbalah, you should keep it next to your bed. But if it's going to wake up the guy who's sleeping next to you, so don't do that. Now, he's telling us, what's the source for every rabbinic mitzvah that we do? The Torah gave us a biblical mitzvah that we should listen to the great Beit Din of Israel, and that's what the Torah says, Al pi haTorah asher yoruha, based on the guidance that they guide you, ve'al hamishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh, according to the justice that they tell you, you should do. And the verse says, Shal avicha v'yagedcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach, ask your father, he'll tell you, ask your elders, and they'll tell you what to do. So we have a biblical positive commandment to listen to the rabbis. That's one source why we do rabbinic mitzvot, one positive commandment, and a biblical prohibition, one biblical prohibition, Shelo lamrot pi beti, not to rebel against the words of the Beis Din, as the Torah says, Lo tasum min hadavar sheyagidu lecha yamin u'shmal, do not turn from what they tell you, right or left. Okay, so that's a big thing. He's going with that opinion that every rabbinic mitzvah is 2 biblical mitzvot. A biblical commandment and a biblical prohibition, which will lead us to the question, then why are we more lenient with rabbinic mitzvot? And one answer that we could easily accept is that that's how the rabbis instituted it. They didn't want us to be stringent with their mitzvot. When they instituted it, it was so that we should be more lenient with their mitzvot.